Well, you talked about TCU being a hotbed. Dubuque Waller has been a bit of a hotbed for some prospects lately. You had Tommy Speck going in the sixth round to the Texas Rangers. For those that may not know Tommy, from what I understand, he graduated early this year and has, you know, played in the Woodbat League with the Clinton Lumber Kings. But and I know you had a feature on him, I believe, as well. So what can you say about Tommy Specht and this draft pick here by the Rangers?
Yeah, Tommy's a left-handed hitting outfielder from Dubuque. And like you had said, it's pretty interesting. Dubuque Waller, it's the same high school that catcher Ian Muller went to. The Texas Rangers took him in the fourth round of the draft last year. He's in single A with them right now. A year later, they take another guy from Dubuque Waller and Tommy Specht in the sixth round. He's wanting to sign, but you know, Specht has been a guy that has widely been considered one of the top prep players in the state for a few years now. He's been on the kind of showcase circuit for a while. He was a perfect game All-American. His stock kind of fell a little bit due to a rough spring where he just didn't put up the numbers that I think a lot of scouts were hoping to see. But from what the Rangers have kind of said since drafting him is they felt like a lot of teams overlooked him, and that very well could be the case. You know, Tommy, I've watched Tommy a little bit. There is some legit power. There's a really good bat, a tremendously smooth swing, and a fantastic athlete as well. So he's a high school bat. It's probably going to take a couple of years, but their hope is to get him in with their coaches, one hitting coach, one voice, and he can really take off, which I think probably could be the case where, you know, you're looking at a guy that, you know, once he gets back to just his natural swing and what he does really well, could be a potential steal in the draft.
Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register joining me right now on the Real Sports Hour talking the Major League Baseball draft. Tommy, let's talk about a couple names, that one that we didn't hear and then one that I'm sure we will hear in a couple years. Kate Obermueller from Iowa City High. There was wonder, you know, would, you know, he could have gotten drafted before, you know, and if he would have, you know, would he have been, you know, would he be playing in the state tournament this week? But what can we say about Kate? I mean, does it look like that, you know, he's for sure committed going to Iowa, and, you know, we you know, Major League Baseball is going to wait for a little bit with him?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of always been the game plan with Cade, even though he never really shut the door completely on MLB teams coming after him. He's always kind of made it clear, like, hey, I'm probably going to Iowa. It would take a big team coming in early and throwing a ton of money at me to get me to walk away from Iowa. And that just wasn't going to be the case because, you know, Cade has kind of been a late bloomer. He really wasn't a star until the end of last season. You look at Cade, he's tall, he's lengthy, he's left-handed. Those are all things that the teams love out of left-handed pitchers. But, man, he is super small, he's super scrawny, and, you know, he does throw hard right now. He's kind of in the high 80s, low 90s. He's, I think, kind of touched the mid to low 90s. But I think what teams really love about the idea was any team that was going to come draft him was looking at just sheer potential when it comes to him, a guy that could get bigger, a guy that could get taller, who could get stronger. And when all that happens, probably ends up throwing considerably harder. I mean, it's the same route that his dad, Wes, who was a pitcher for the Iowa Hawkeyes,
right,
and ended up pitching in the big leagues for a couple of seasons, took. You know, Wes was a late bloomer, didn't really stop growing until early in his college career. So you look at Cade and you think, okay, man, if that happens to Cade, think about what he's doing right now. It could only get considerably better moving on. But kind of the same thing as we had talked to before, get him in a college weight room, get him on a good eating plan, get him around Robin Lund and Rick Heller, Iowa's coaching staff, which, like we had mentioned before with Adam Mazur, has shown they can help develop solid pitching. Uh-huh. He's looking as a guy that, you know, his stock could potentially soar more than anybody else in this draft class that we're kind of looking at.
And the other name that I wanted to talk about, and you talked about him a little bit earlier, was Trevor Baumler. And I got a chance to see him with Prairie playing Dowling in the state tournament quarterfinals. And even though it was just one at bat, I could see why TCU, why he college coaches were after him right away, and why, you know, in a couple of years, he could probably be hearing his name called. I mean, can you talk more about Trevor, the talent that and like you said, he comes from a very talented family. I mean, when we're talking him in a couple of years, are we talking this a potential first round kind of pick if he keeps developing? I mean, for crying out loud, he's hitting above 500 right now in the highest class in the state of baseball right now.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be really hard to kind of project how early he could go, but, you know, there's definitely reason to be excited about how early he could go. You know, part of the thing is, you know, a lot of teams, you know, Carter Baumler was one of the most coveted high school players in the state a couple of years ago. When he was going on recruiting visits, his dad would be like, you know, you guys should take a look at Trevor. He's going to be pretty good too. And he was in like 6th, 7th, 8th grade at the time. And I think a couple of coaches were like, okay, we'll keep an eye. And, you know, he started throwing hard kind of, you know, his 8th grade year. And then early on high school, he's touching the low 90s. Where originally a lot of people were looking at him like, okay, man, this is going to be a mid to high 90s right-handed pitcher that we're going to want to get on our mound. But he's been injured this year, hasn't pitched. So they played him in the outfield. They've had him DH. They've had him catch. And all he's done is, like you had said, just put up monster numbers. At one point was leading the state in home runs. He was only a sophomore. So now he's kind of being looked at as a two-way player by TCU. And I know a lot of other colleges were kind of interested in that as well. But MLB teams right now are really, really intrigued by that arm. And it sounds like some teams are already keeping close tabs on him. So if he gets healthy, gets back on the mound, keeps building up velocity, he's going to be in the front of that conversation by senior year in terms of guys we're talking about with the MLB draft. Because kind of like Cade Obermeier too, like you look at Trevor Baumler and you're like, man, this dude is not the biggest dude in the world, but a couple of years of growing, a couple of years of working hard, and a couple of years of getting kind of a bigger baseball body, he could be even better.
Absolutely. Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register joining me right now. Tommy, I know we've talked a lot about Major League Baseball draft. Let's touch on one more subject with the Field of Dreams game coming up. I know that people wondered, how are you going to top last year with the White Sox, Yankees, and then, you know, we basically went on a walk-off. And the way that the season is going with Cubs and Reds, I mean, is there still excitement even with the matchup with, you know, trying to top last year with it being the first year and just the way it played out? But what can we say about the big game coming up here in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's not the most intriguing matchup. You know, you have the Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds, both teams that probably, let's be honest, definitely aren't going to the postseason.
Yeah.
Whereas last year, you had the Yankees, one of the biggest teams in all baseball. They were fighting for a spot in the postseason. You had the White Sox, who were also right there in the fight for a division title in the American League Central. Now, you look at the Cubs and the Reds after the trade deadline, especially the Cubs, you just wonder what type of team that's going to be. So from that standpoint, the competitive standpoint, you definitely aren't going to have that type of matchup. And then it's really hard to top, like you had said, what they were able to do last year. I mean, everything that could have gone right for Major League Baseball, for Fox, for Iowa, whatever did go right. It was a picture-perfect Iowa evening. You had the timeless tribute from Kevin Costner. Then you had an absolutely entertaining game with the Yankees and White Sox going back and forth, and Tim Anderson crushing a walk-off home run into an Iowa cornfield to cap off the night. So how do you top it? I don't know if you can. I think right. It's probably best to go into it thinking you're not going to be able to, but I think there's going to be plenty of intrigue just because of last year's game, what Fox was able to do with the pregame show. And I think they've got some good, they've hinted to me at some interesting ideas they may have about bringing back some former Reds and possibly former Cubs to kind of celebrate the occasion, which would be a pretty cool way to look back on both those kind of storied franchises. But last year was one of the best sporting events I've ever attended or covered. And yeah. I'm kind of going into it thinking like, okay, as long as it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
This year I would consider that a success.
That's always success in everybody's book, us journalists, everybody, if it doesn't rain. Tommy Burch from the Des Moines Register really kind of joined me here on the Real Sports Hour talking Major League Baseball draft and, of course, Field of Dream games in just a couple of weeks. Tommy, it's always good to hear from you, my friend, and we'll hopefully get to talk again soon.
Awesome chatting with you. Thanks for having me.
Bet.
In sports, as in life, you want a good team player, someone who keeps you focused on where you want to go, the steps to help get you there, and the importance of maintaining a disciplined approach to realizing your dreams. It's our pledge to be here when you need us most and to be your friend for life. To learn more about what the Strelner Agency Group has to offer, visit StrelnerAgencyGroup.com today. The Strelner Agency Group proudly supports Prospect Meadows Baseball and Softball Complex.
Thank you for joining us for the Real Sports Hour with Josh Christensen here on Classic KMRY. Join us again tomorrow at 6 o'clock after CBS News. Have a great night.